Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is the organist of St. Joseph Cathedral, Nicole Simmental. Welcome, Nicole.
Thanks for having me, Father Adam.
Yeah, it's so great to have you.
It's good to be here.
Let's begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for all of your blessings. Renew us this day, especially renew us in the gift of trust, that as we continue to follow you and to follow the way of Jesus Christ, we may grow ever closer to you. We ask this through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Nicole, this is the beginning of our kind of series of conversations. And sometimes I like to talk to people about their conversion story as sort of the initiative. But recently I thought, you know, another good kind of intro to these series of conversations is about the saints. So part of being a disciple and following the Lord is that we have the companionship of the saints on our journey. So I thought we might begin our conversation on the saints, and especially those saints that you have found important in your walk with the Lord.
Yeah, the saints are just such a beautiful witness for us as Christians. And I remember the first time I was meeting with my spiritual director, and he had asked me, who's your posse? And I laughed because I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, who's your posse of saints? And I had never thought of that. I never thought of, like, who are the people that I go to? You know, we have this beautiful thing of the communion of saints. And how often do we actually realize what that means and understand that, like, we're never truly alone? I mean, we always have Jesus, of course. But we have this beautiful collection of friends who, you know, their lives are not only witnessed, but we're able to communicate with them in a real powerful way. So when I started to reflect on that, I started going back and I'm like, oh, well, of course, Our Lady and St. Joseph. And most recently, I had a very strong devotion to St. Joseph through consecration to him. But one saint in particular who has kind of been with me since childhood is St. Thérèse of Lisieux, who is a very popular saint for many. But most recently, I was listening to her story on audio tape of Story of a Soul. And I have been discerning religious life for the past few years. And I had just been in a time in my life where I was kind of struggling with my discernment and having a lot of questions. And I had just prayed to St. Thérèse asking for her intercession. If I was called to a particular order, this was the Brigittine order, and if she would send me yellow roses. Well, this happened to be at a time right around Easter. And of course, you know, I'm looking at every church that I was in for these yellow roses. And of course, there's no roses, right? I mean, there's lilies, there's every type of flower, no roses. And a week later, I went to the Brigittine convent where I go for Mass usually every week, and went to Mass and came out, and I had a meeting with my spiritual director. And then I looked, and by the statue of the child Jesus at the entrance there, there was a bouquet of yellow roses. And it stopped me dead in my track, because here I'd asked for specifically yellow roses if I was called to the Brigittine order, and here they were in the Brigittine convent next to the child Jesus. And of course, I was filled with a lot of emotion, but I'd emailed my spiritual director this, and the more beautiful part of the story was that he said, if you really want to get teary-eyed, he said, when I saw those roses this morning, I prayed that those roses would bring someone to Jesus, and now they have. And she has just been such a powerful intercessor in my life, and I know in so many lives, and just her little ways, the way that she sees God in every little thing.
And a little bit, maybe we can talk a little bit more about Thérèse. But, you know, I had a very interesting experience with Thérèse. It was when I was a pastor, I was had some difficulties filling the secretary position of the parish. And there were other issues going on, too. So I had prayed to Thérèse, you know, to give me some roses and everything. And we ended up hiring someone for the secretary, and it wasn't until a few months later, Because I realized, you know, well, she never really gave me any roses, you know.
Sure.
But the name of the secretary that we hired, her name was Rose.
Oh, wow.
And she was a phenomenal, wonderful, wonderful, probably one of the best, I mean, the best secretary I've ever had. So, but let's just, if you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Nicole Simmental, who is the organist at St. Joseph Cathedral. As we get to know Nicole, we're talking about the saints, but the saint that you've been talking about, St. Thérèse of Lisieux, sometimes she's called the Little Flower, that's kind of her nickname. St. Thérèse of the Child Jesus, too, is her name. Maybe you could tell our listeners a little bit about St. Thérèse if they're not familiar with her.
Sure. So she was a Carmelite nun. And she died at a very young age, age 24. But she just lived her life in such a beautiful way. She entered the convent. I'm not sure. Do you know the age she entered?
I mean, pretty young. Yeah.
Yeah. She entered very young. And the beautiful thing about her family is all of the daughters who survived entered religious life. And just her parents witnessed, too, to that.
And they're canonized now or beatified?
Yes, they're canonized.
Okay.
Louis and Sally Martin. And she just saw every opportunity as a means to glorify God through every little act. She often talks about, I mean, she's known as Little Flower because she often refers to the garden, but she talks a lot about how, you know, in a garden you have roses and you have lilies and you have, you know, every flower from a daisy to, and how if you take one away, it loses, you know, its meaning, it loses its beauty. And so therefore, like all of us, whether we're a rose or a daisy in the Lord's eye, we're all important and have this beautiful, we make up, you know, we're the children of God.
Yeah, it's a reminder that the church has many parts, you know,
right.
It's a beautiful image for that. You know, and you had referenced her autobiography, which is the story of a soul, which is, I think it's an important, it's an essential reading for Catholics.
Yeah.
A lot of people, when they first read it, because she, you know, she is, I don't know, like, this is not an insult to Thérèse, because I love her a lot, but when you first read her, you think she's a little sensitive.
Sure.
And, you know, you can get somewhat annoyed with her style.
Yeah.
But it's really important to read it twice. And then later, you know, after you read it the first time, is to read it a little bit later. And you really see how brilliant she is.
Sure.
And it speaks to you more. So a lot of people start it and they're just like, what the heck is this? But then the beauty of it comes later.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people who have said, like, I can't relate to her because she is, you know, very sensitive. And she kind of just seems like she's, in a sense, for lack of better words, like goody two-shoe, you know, she knows.
Maybe
she,
a snowflake or
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, maybe something like that. But I found like there's two ways to look at it. We can look at it that way, or we can look at it like, oh, how beautiful her soul was, that she wanted to, in everything she did, give praise to God. And everything she did, she wanted to not offend God. She wanted to, and that can be an inspiration to us as we walk, you know, our path to Christ, just that, like, everything we do, we can look at it in two ways. We can, you know, look at it like, oh, this little thing that's come my way, it's this nuisance, it's this bother, or it's this gift that I can therefore use to glorify God. And that has changed my thinking a lot, and just little things that come up, I'm like, this is a gift, and I can look at it that way, or I can look at it in the negative way. So,
you know, we could talk forever about Thérèse, but you also mentioned the Brigantine order, which you're discerning entering, and there are Brigantine sisters here in Columbus.
Yes.
Their sort of historic founder is St. Bridget of Sweden, and then they have, I don't know if she's blessed or is she canonized, Elizabeth?
Yeah, she was canonized in 2000 by St. John Paul II.
What's her name again?
St. Maria Elizabeth Hasselblad. She is from Sweden, and she was actually a Lutheran, very devout Lutheran, came from a devout Lutheran family, and she always had on her heart, she kept praying to the Lord, like, Lord, you talk about this one true faith, this one true church, and what is that? And she kept praying, like, what is this church? Like, if there's only one, then what is it? And her major conversion was she was at a Eucharistic procession, actually at a Catholic church. She happened to be there, and they were processing with the Blessed Sacrament, and it came by her, and she fell to her knees, and her response was, "It is the Lord." Like, she just had this, you know, powerful experience with the Eucharist, and which is why in the Brigittine order, one of their main charisms is adoration and adoring the Lord. And also, they pray for the church to be united again, to be one true faith, which has always been on my heart and my prayer of, working in so many different churches and denominations, I've always wanted to pray for this unity of the church. So she's been an influence to me in that regard, and also just has brought me closer to the Lord through going to adoration and her witness to that as well.
And I think it's interesting that as we follow the Lord, we meet these mm-hmm. different saints in our life. And, you know, just as in our earthly life, of this world, we meet different people in the course of our life.
Right.
And they all of our friends, I think, hopefully, both our friends, the saints, and also our friends in this world, contribute something to who we are and our formation and as disciples of the Lord. So I think your story is beautiful and wonderful, and it encourages us all to draw close to the saints. Mm-hmm. Let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the friendships in this world and the friendships in the world to come with the saints. We ask, O Lord, that you strengthen and renew us and teach us those lessons from the saints, which we need to learn. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And this has been Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Nicole Simmental. And until next time, peace and all good.